You know what really pisses me off? When politicians use veterans as political pawns.
Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
About you, but it really pisses me off when politicians use veterans as political pawns. Yes, boys and girls, friends and neighbors, not only do the politicians in Washington use our vets as political pawns to score political points and pull on heartstrings, and our state house people do the same thing. Here in Kershaw County, our county council is going to use political pawns out of our vets to cover up their boondoggle down at the river where they bought that swamp land for $15,000 an acre, and it's good for nothing. After the 2013 deal, the county's basically done little to nothing with it. They put in a little road, a little park, gravel parking area, and a couple of porta potties down there. But this year, they've moved to spend $325,000 on some concrete sidewalks, walkways, and a kayak landing down at the bottom, and a little bit of landscaping and an entranceway at the top. So it's been a number of years that they've gone back and forth, and they've got three different plans that you can see, and nobody knows what plan they're going to do. Now, in a recent meeting, this all came to a head as County Council had the American Legion commander, Robert Fuller, come before them and speak, requesting that the Veterans Park, that the river swamp land be named Veterans Park. Now they're going to tie the veteran's name to a boondoggle to help obfuscate what they've already done. With us today to discuss this issue is a longtime critic and who's been studying this swamp land and this county council for years. Porkchop, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me, Jeff. This here is a very important issue. The people really need to know what Judy Burns and his boys are doing to cover up these here boondoggles that all of them have, you know, the $3.1 million building and the swamp land all over the place. And it's all tied to this here Vision Kershaw 2030 that they passed in 2013. Well, it was actually 2015, but it was started out 2013 when Judy Burns was elected. And it's been a disaster ever since. Ooh, it just want to make you hide your eyes until you don't see this, but you got to see it, because otherwise you're going to pay out the nose.
That's right, Porkchop. Shortly after Julian Burns, Julie as we call him, Julie Burns was elected chairman of the Kershaw County Council. We saw Vision Kershaw 2030 enter in, and that's a comprehensive plan to plan the economy, build bike paths and parks and interconnecting bike paths and pedestrian greenways and this sort of thing, and also with economic development where government starts to build spec buildings and hope that they can create jobs. all this is around jobs, jobs, jobs. We see politicians all the time talking about jobs, 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 jobs.
These are the things I focus on. Jobs, jobs, jobs.
Jobs, jobs, jobs.
Jobs, jobs, jobs. Period. Jobs. Jobs, jobs,
jobs, jobs, jobs, good paying jobs.
It's about jobs. Jobs, 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 and more jobs, American jobs.
So they always make that claim that it's about jobs. I don't know about you, but I don't think building parks is about jobs. I don't see any but jobs being created except government jobs for cleaning up and doing the grass and emptying the trash and emptying the porta potties. Oh, that's done by private industry, but government paid for it. You get the drift. And folks, we know most people don't have time to keep track of what county council is doing, and their meetings are held on 5:30 in the afternoon when nobody can get there. So let's go through kind of what happened and what took place in this last meeting, and we can discuss what was said and the timeline.
This is a very important issue that most people can't keep track of. And most people don't have no time to take care of what's going on in county council, why these crooks do all these boondoggles all over the place. And now it's up to us to tell them, because otherwise we're going to have boondoggles everywhere. And the taxes and fees just keep going up. And they hold these meetings at 5:30 and nobody can get there. And it's just crazy.
So first we have Commander Robert Fuller of the American Legion. I think it's post 17. And this is the sales pitch that he makes to Kershaw County.
Chairman Burns and council members, I appreciate you giving me this, allowing me to come and speak tonight. I'm David Fuller. I'm Commander of American Legion Post 17 here in Camden. The reason I have requested to speak tonight is to remind Kershaw County Council members of a request that our Legion had made back in July 2018. We submitted a letter to the County Council. A copy of that same letter has been handed to each of you tonight. I, as well as our Legion Executive Board, hope that you had read the letter that you had in your possession, and if not, we surely hope you will read the copy you have in your possession now. We had requested that the property that was purchased just out northwest of U.S. Highway 1 and the Bobby Jones Bridge, and tentatively named Watery River Park, could be named Watery River Veterans Park. And we still hope that you still honor that request. We also asked the members from our post, could we be included on the planning committees concerning the development of the riverfront park? And at this time, that has not taken place.
So in 2013, the county buys the property. In July 2018, Mr. Fuller and the executive members, three members, signed a letter to county council requesting that the river park be named Veterans Park.
This here brings up many questions. Number one, why did he wait 5 years to make this request? Who bright idea was this? And why did he wait a year before coming to speak to the council? This is just funny.
Interestingly enough, Mr. Fuller came before council 1 month prior to the November meeting, which coincided with 1 day after Veterans Day. That's a coincidence I don't believe in. So why did Mr. Fuller come right then? And why was Mr. Fuller not pressing the issue in 2018? And why was it not brought up in 2018 as such a good idea, and today it's being brought up? Again, do politicians use veterans as political pawns? Pork chop?
Everybody knows politicians use vets as pawns. Well, everyone except this here Mr. Fuller, he don't know. He don't know.
So this request, this public request at this point, because Mr. Fuller did not come before council in July of 2018. He waited a whole year. But he comes then in public to request it. And the timing just seems, the county council is catching hell right now over the boondoggle in the swamp and the boondoggle of economic development with a $3.1 million building they're trying to sell for $2.6. That's why they're wanting anything they can to legitimize what they're doing. And they'll use the veterans if they have to. Now listen as Julie Burns gives his blessing on September 10th for the initiative to name the park after the veterans.
Veterans Park, you know where we need to go with that. Thank you, Commander Fuller, for being here tonight. And I think you know where your support is. Now it's up to us to structure it. We need to owe you an answer. And the staff needs to hear from the policy side first. It is not the staff's fault. It's up to us.
Can you only imagine if we just try to imagine and we just concentrate, can we actually think about what might have happened? Now look here, Julie Burns, we got to do something about this here boondoggle. Everybody getting all angry about it, and you got to do something, Julie Burns. Well, Sammy Tucker, I have got a plan. You just leave it to me, and I take care of it. I know somebody, insider, that can help us with this. Okay? Okay, Julie Burns, you take care of this, huh? I got this. Hello? Commander? This here be General Julie Burns. And I got a job for you. What? No, that couldn't have happened. Oh, my imagination has just gone wild. No politician would use a veteran as a political pawn. Now, would they? I don't know why veterans aren't pissed off. I'm pissed off. I'm pissed off that the American Legion thinks it's upon themselves to speak for all the veterans. I'm pissed off that county council thinks that they can take my money and put it in swampland. And then I'm pissed off at the veterans that aren't pissed off because they're using their name to justify and legitimize a boondoggle that should have never been. So Councilman Sammy Tucker introduces the new resolution to rename the River Park Veterans Park.
Now we move to a series of resolutions. The first one is a resolution by Kershaw County Council naming the Watery River Park Veterans Park. It's at tab D. Can we have a motion on that, Mr. Tucker?
Yes, sir. I'd like to make a motion that we name our Watery space over there by number one, the Watery River Veterans Park.
Second?
Second.
Second from Mr. Gardner, discussion.
I think Julie Burns and Sammy Tucker already knew this. And that's why Sammy Tucker put it forward and not Julie Burns. Because Julie Burns, it wouldn't look right for Julie Burns to do it now, would it?
Interestingly, notice how Sammy has introduced this about a year, July 18, 2018, the letter was sent. Nobody introduced any kind of resolution or anything. They didn't think it was a good idea. And now, September 10th, 2019, Robert Fuller comes to and reminds them about the letter. And then on November 12th, 2019, Sammy Tucker thinks, oh, it's a great idea. Everybody thinks it's a great idea. Except Jimmy Jones.
Let me just say this, as a fellow veteran, I too am a veteran. I appreciate all of what you guys have done and all our veterans. It's no secret that I have not supported this park. I thought it was a waste of money to buy it. The land is useless. I won't support the name tonight because I've talked to a couple of you folks out there sitting there. and we discussed it. We own it. I mean, I want to see it be the best it can be, but what I do not want is to start putting money into something, a new project such as this, when we still have so much. We haven't completed Larry Doby's or the West Complex. There's so much more that needs to be done there.
Now, you can tell Jimmy doesn't want to make any veterans angry or anything, and that he's going to support it even though he didn't support the boondoggle in the first place. This is a true politician wanting to have it both ways. On principle, Jimmy should vote no and explain why. This is a boondoggle, and you're trying to cover it with the veterans, and I don't like that. And all my veteran friends should be pissed off. Oh, we can't use words like that in addressing a government body. Now, can we? Can't use the word steal. Damn sure can't use the word pissed off. What we have here, people, is a group of do-gooders using government force and the veterans to legitimize their utopian dreams of government control. And you got Republicans and Democrats. You might as well call them communists and fascists banding together. Look what we got now. We got taxes and fees like crazy and crazy. Now, this is where Jimmy Jones questions Mr. Fuller about who came up with the idea.
I have a question, and maybe somebody can help me give me an answer to this. Who introduced this, or who initiated the naming Veterans Park or the River Park? I mean, was it initiated by one of y'all, or was it initiated by someone on council? I mean, I'm just curious.
Pochop, do you think Jimmy Jones might smell a rat here?
Yes, I think Jimmy Jones smelled a rat. I smell a rat, too. Anybody doesn't smell a rat, just can't smell nothing.
Let's listen as Mr. Fuller comes before council and Jimmy Jones to answer these few questions. And notice one thing in particular. The timing of the events and the storyline that Mr. Fuller says and how it keeps changing.
I said, who's the individual, though? There had to be just one person to come up and say, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, come on,
absolutely.
Mr. Fuller. Commander Fuller, coming up.
I'm Commander David Fuller of the American Legion Post 17 in Camden. And like I say, the letter that was handed out to the council members is back in July of 2018. It was signed by Glenn and Dabney, our historian, our adjutant, Jimmy Raven, and myself, Commander David Fuller. And this was by the council that we would like to name after they found out about the park property there. And, of course, the 505th Monument, that was brought up in that also, and the reason we brought that up. So once we found out that they had purchased that property, and I can't say when they purchased property, I was all for it.
Now, Mr. Fuller here says he knew about the deal in 2013 and supported it, but he didn't know about it until 2018. Now, which are you going to have it?
Holy cow, this guy can't remember anything. I don't think he even was prepared to answer this here question, poor guy. I think something is rotten in Denmark. P-U. P-U is stinks over here in Denmark.
Did you know about it in 2013, but the idea of naming it Veterans Park didn't pop into your head until 2018? Or did you not know about it in 2013, but you supported it, and now you do? Let's listen to that one more time as Mr. Fuller explains to Jimmy Jones what happened.
July of 2018, it was signed by Glenn and Dabney, our historian, our adjutant, Jimmy Raven, and myself, Commander David Fuller. And this was by the council that we would like to name after they found out about the the park property there, and of course, the 505th Monument, that was brought up in that also. So once we found out that they had purchased that property, and I can't say when they purchased property, I was all for it.
Then we got the smartest man in the room now. What he wants to do with the swampland is absolutely amazing. Listen to this Councilman Al Bozart as he explains what we need to do next.
Got one more comment on our park. I think we need to make some changes in our scheduling for that thing. I think we need to clear that park down there of all the trees, brush, weeds, and everything else so we can see what the land looks like. We're talking about putting the, if there's a memorial, putting it up on top there, but we can't see what the land looks like. Mr. Carpenter, I think we need to go ahead and look at clearing that land and getting it fixed up where we talked about.
Now, this is supposed to be a natural park, right? But we need to clean out all the trees and all the bushes so we can see what's going on. Now, I don't guess he's ever seen anything called aerial photography or topographic maps. Oh, great day. Poked up, wasn't it Al Bozard that came up with the idea of painting water towers with Kershaw County, a great all-American city? The funniest part of the whole meeting was when Ben Connell, he's an attorney, suggested to the council members that the top section of the swampland could be sold to maybe a restaurant. No. Now, old Ben, he must have stayed at a Holiday Inn Express because all of a sudden he is a real estate genius.
Mr. Connell.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, two things. First, I'd ask that council just consider the car wash that recently sold on the opposite side of where the Watery River Veterans Park is. That lot sold for, I think it was over $700,000, which is the nearest and most time-sensitive comp that you would have for the top portion of the river park. It's the same traffic counts. As we move forward in figuring out what we're going to do with the top portion of that lot, I'd ask you to consider the commercial value and the benefit that there might be to having a restaurant up there or something else like that so that people could come up, have restrooms and food and whatever else they might want to do in recreation, but I think it's a very valuable piece of property on the top portion, given the recent comps.
First thing is, most of that has to be used up to get down into the swampland to begin with, and the little section that is left over would be hardly big enough for Hardee's. So he's trying to justify what he had voted for to begin with is boondoggle. And now he voted recently to spend $325,000. So while he was not originally on county council when they purchased the swamp, he has voted to continue throwing money into the swamp. And Ben Connell will continue to vote to throw money into the swamp. Jimmy Jones won't vote for any more spending. But all six of the other ones, because it's for the veterans, will vote to spend your money down in that swamp. So while all the people are busy working to pay these taxes and fees and higher prices on hamburger and all the things that we have in life, we got a bunch of do-gooders spending our money like crazy. And then gonna cover it up by naming it Veterans Park and building it. Who knows how many millions of dollars is gonna have to go into that thing. Should the vets stand against this? Because this is not freedom. This is government stealing from us to build parks. This is not what they went overseas to protect our freedom. If they went overseas to protect our freedom, now the government's stealing it at home. And they're doing it under the name of the vets. Is this the limited government that we were supposed to have? When is enough enough? People wonder why government pisses me off so much. Ta-da! All you have to do is look at whatever government does. You'll figure it out. It'll piss you off too. That's probably why you don't pay enough attention to it, because it pisses you off so much. You're too busy working and it pisses you off. I understand it. Been there, done that. But I'm too pissed off now to stay silent. I hope you get pissed off as I am. Good day.
Massa, please do not rob me anymore. Massa, please let me keep the fruits of my labor on your plantation. Massa, please.
Last person to sign up is Jeff Maddox.
Mr. Maddox?